Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers, 771 to 850. MR, Number 773. Warning regarding future troubles. The Sabbath is the sign between God and His people. Please read the last seven verses of the 31st chapter of Exodus, verses 12 to 18. What could be more definite, more decided than this? As a people, we are to keep ourselves separate from the world. We are to enter into no confederacy with those upon whom for years the light of truth has been shining, but who have not walked in the light. We are conscientiously to honor God, diligently using every means of keeping in covenant relation with Him, that we may receive His blessings, the blessings so essential for the people who are to be so severely tried. It is time that we planted our feet upon the rock of ages. To give the impression that our faith and our religion is not a dominating power over individual self in our lives is greatly to dishonor God. Thus, we turn from His commandments, which are our life, and deny that He is our God and we His people. We are not to confederate with any pleasing philosophy. Some have lost themselves in the fog of deception. Clean, holy principles are to be maintained at any cost. Upon us as a people rests the solemn obligation of taking a more decided stand for truth and righteousness, revealed as our pattern, than we have taken in the past. The line of demarcation between those who keep the commandments of God and those who do not is to be revealed with unmistakable clearness. A thorough acquaintance with the Scriptures is our only safeguard against the seductive errors that Satan will bring in, to deceive, if possible, the very elect. The Holy Spirit's teaching is God's means of enlightening the minds and purifying the hearts of His people, guiding them in duty, shielding them from danger, keeping them in the fear and love of God, and in patient waiting for His appearing. No one is to say in his heart, "My Lord delayeth His coming." We are not to speak a word that will lead anyone to think that our faith is decreasing. We are to do nothing to weaken the confidence that ought to be strengthened, nothing to bewilder minds that ought to be enlightened by the truth in regard to their positions as transgressors of God's law. We are to stand before God with fear and trembling for what is coming upon our world. I am afraid of men who rely upon their own wisdom, paying court to those who are opposed to the laws that govern God's kingdom, lessening the influence of the truth. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. God is going to shake the heavens and the earth. He declares, "Therefore will I shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of His fierce anger." Isaiah 13, verse 13. Deep and solemn truth must now be proclaimed to prepare the way of the Lord. We are not to pay court to wealthy men in order to receive their help. We are not to yield to the temptation to obliterate the distinctive features of the message that is to be proclaimed to arouse the world from its death-like slumber. I have a message of great importance for all. Be afraid of men who rely on their own wisdom, their own supposed good works, and who give, by their words and works, the impression that Seventh-day Adventists have entirely changed the principles they once held. Some will never forget words that have been spoken which show a lack of faith in the truth we advocate in our publications and in our ministry. Our message is to be proclaimed with a loud voice, with power and assurance. In a most decided, positive manner, we are to show that we have not changed our faith. Do not make it appear that there is no difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Build yourselves up by increased purity of faith and Christlikeness of character, increasing in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness and our sanctification. Let us show that we are a people who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. Let the truth abide in the heart. Christ declared, "I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." John 17, verse 19. Keep yourselves in the love of God by hearkening diligently to His commandments, looking for His keeping power, His mercy, expecting salvation through His grace. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 3, 1980.